100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. Live music is coming back and so much is going on, and I'm totally here for it. The Third Street Songwriters Festival is happening 1 week from tomorrow. Very pumped because it didn't happen last year, and I'm sad.
I know, because you were going to play.
I know. I was so sad. So we have Miss Kay Solar in here right now, and Mr. Thomas from Sugarfield Distillery.
Yes.
Correct. And, of course, we have Patty G, because it is Friday, and we're doing a Frosé Friday twist.
Twist on the Frosé Friday. Yes. Still drinking.
Twist on the Frosé Friday.
It's not Frosé Friday.
Totally here for it.
So, also, like you said, last year we were unable to have the Third Street Songwriters Festival. They've moved locations this year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, we had to make some changes because of the situation that we're still in. I mean, because we're not back to normal. Mm-hmm. But we really wanted to make it happen. I think that, you know, folks are really wanting to do things. And so, even though it's still called the Third Street Songwriters Festival, it's moving away from Third Street this year just so that we can have a big outdoor space. And we're going to be at Point Marie. If folks aren't familiar with it, it's right next to the LaBerge Casino on River Road. They've got a huge green space.
It's a beautiful location.
So folks can really just casual throw down their blanket and their chairs and listen to music.
Yeah.
So they are able to bring their own chairs and
Absolutely. They bring their chairs, their blanket, their kids, their dogs. It's going to be friendly for the whole family this year.
Oh, it's outdoors, family friendly, dog friendly. It's great. I've even filmed an episode there.
I've
filmed two episodes out there, actually.
Nice.
Really, really great space. They have an outdoor pavilion that is just bomb.
It is legit.
They have an outdoor pavilion that you can cook and grill and do all of that. You can also go into the sun porch or the screen room. That's all screened in. That's where we film the episodes, and it's like outdoors and nice and really, really cool.
I like it.
Yeah.
So, the day is kind of split up into three different parts. So from 12 to 5, it's all free. Y'all are going to have food trucks and stuff out there.
Absolutely. 12 to 5, we're going to have songwriter rounds spaced in multiple areas of the green, so you can go listen to this group, plop down for a little bit, go listen to somebody else. For the first time, we're having an arts market because, you know, songwriters have been creating music, but, you know, the artists, visual artists, have been creating art, and there's been no events for them really to, like, display their stuff and sell it. So we're going to have an arts market that's going to, you know, go around the perimeter of the greens, and then there's going to be food trucks. And all that is free for folks to just come out and enjoy the day. And then our ticketed events start at night. And we have the special cochon de lait, which, since we're moving it out, our friends at City Pork said, well, I always do a dinner with drink pairings and some featured songwriters. So City Pork said, why don't you do a cochon de lait? I mean, it's outdoors. I mean, it's screaming cochon de lait, right?
We're going to do like a legit cochon de lait, like dig a hole in the ground?
No. They might be digging the hole in the pit, but the pig is going to be prepared when they come out there. So, but it's going to be a fantastic thing, and it's going to be prepared and paired with Sugarfield Distillery concoctions.
Oh.
We'll say concoctions, right?
Can we sample some right now?
So, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, Thomas, tell them, let's talk about, well, we'll talk about the dinner course. So, it's going to be like, we've got boudin balls and deviled eggs, and that's going to be paired with, I drink them after 5 p.m., a Bloody Mary.
Yes.
And it's going to have their vodka in it. Yep. Talk about that.
I blacked out after boudin balls. What did you say?
I mean, don't you say, I mean, boudin balls and deviled eggs, I think it's screaming Bloody Mary.
Yes. That absolutely screams a Bloody Mary.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. So it's going to be, the Bloody Mary is going to be made with our vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Vodka is 100% cane sugar based.
Okay.
All the cane sugar comes from Lula Sugar Refinery in Belrose.
So it's local.
So we drive across the bridge and pick up the sugar and drive it back and make vodka out of it.
I love it.
And the vodka's super smooth, mixes great. Goes great in a Bloody Mary, great in a martini.
It tastes really good. And so for folks that don't know, they're located in Gonzales, Louisiana. Yep. So they can go taste it anytime. But when we're so then the main course, of course, is going to be the Big Pig, and we're going to have their smoked Gouda grits with that, and we have some fine Third Street Songwriters Festival personalized wine that is aged a year now that we are going to be serving.
Aged fine wine.
That's right.
Not plain and aged, but
Yes, and Jefferson Greens for the salad, if you've eaten at City Pork, their Jefferson Green salad is amazing. But the dessert then is going to be their white chocolate bread pudding in individual servings, warmed up, and this is going to be the best pairing of the night, I'm going to tell you, because it's going to be their coffee cream liqueur chilled, and that is to die for. Talk about that,
so,
Thomas.
Our coffee cream liqueur is our coffee liqueur, which is a rum-based liqueur. We blended our white rum with cold brewed coffee at the distillery. The coffee all comes from Rev Coffee Roasters in Lafayette. And they've just actually moved into, I think they have a new shop down on Perkins, right around Perkins Road.
Start your morning off right with that,
Exactly. Or end your evening off right with, with your blood.
You can just
make sure
you do not get tired for the rest of the evening, right?
So it's just like a sipper all day long. Yeah. Just keep that caffeine flowing.
Absolutely.
And then we combine it with a cream base, and it's delicious. I think probably need to.
I'm thinking that everybody needs to taste
needs
that.
So
let's talk about the one that you're going to pour right now, because I said bring that for the girls, and our Third Street Songwriters Festival T-shirts are peach colored.
Oh, pretty.
And so tell them what you got right there.
So this is a peach liqueur. Again, most of our liqueurs are rum based at the distillery. So this is a peach liqueur. The peaches came from Waterproof, Louisiana. So right around Fair Day. We just chopped the peaches up, took the pits out, dumped them into a vat with our white rum, let it sit for about a month and a half.
Okay.
And then we lightly sweetened it with a little bit of local cane sugar.
Nice.
So this is pure goodness.
It is so good.
This is pure goodness.
I love
it
that
is so
sound.
Good. He's going to pass that around.
That's
and
one of the best sounds there is.
You know,
like,
so
grab the bottle. Let's make that sound one more time for the listeners.
All right. Drinks. Pass around the drinks, y'all. And so this is one of the few ticketed events. Folks usually absolutely love it. Abby Lee, you might be playing at it.
I might be.
You might be if we get her to tie her down. And then we've got Lance Dubrock out of Lafayette who's going to play. Lane Lanero, who is actually fixing to move to Nashville and go to Belmont. Mm-hmm. And just going to have some, you know, some good little individual things of music, introducing to some of the songwriters while they're having this fantastic meal. Now, that part, there's still going to be songwriters in the greens going on. That's not amplified, so it's not going to affect this. The food truck's going to stay till like 8 o'clock. But if somebody wants this real special thing, they got to act fast because we're only seating 72 people and we only have 12 tickets left.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Awesome. So if they want to do this, that's that. And then, of course, our Hit Writer Showcase is going to follow from 7 to 10, and that's a $20 ticket, which that's taken place of our show that was at the Red Dragon last year. Mm-hmm. Our kickoff party was there. They still can't have music in there, but people who had bought tickets last year, we're going to comp all those tickets and have them. We're not really comping them. Well, they bought through one of those ticket things that went under and never paid out their money to the Red Dragon. Mm. But, you know, they have their money and we got a list of those people. And so they are going to, they have their tickets. They're all good. Anyone who had tickets to that Red Dragon show is good for this. And anyone else can purchase them in advance online or at, you know, that night when they show up, as long as we don't, you know, over exceed our capacity.
Right.
We got to still think of those things.
Absolutely.
You know,
we're getting there. We're getting there.
Mm-hmm. So what is the capacity?
Maybe they'll lift it. I heard that it was 250 even for outdoors.
I think
so,
that's correct.
So I think so. We're trying to like stay within all the guidelines. That's why we've made all these changes this year, so that, you know, we can keep on keeping on with the music and just moving on up.
Yes. There we go. Well, I'm excited. This is really good.
Yeah, this is a good substitute for frosé.
It's so sweet.
Yeah,
this peach
liqueur goes great like in a peach daiquiri.
I was going to ask you what's something good to mix it with.
It's great in that. Basically, use it any place you'd have rum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's probably my favorite way to drink it, is a peach daiquiri.
So. I would
and this might sound weird, I would put this in iced tea.
I think that would be a delicious.
I could see that. That'd be a good little, like a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And make it like peach flavored.
Oh, yeah, I'm liking
this. Have some peach rings at home.
And then this goes great just to pour it over a little bit of vanilla ice cream.
Ooh.
Yes.
And then my brother Andrew makes a peach cobbler cocktail at the distillery with it.
Wow.
Grates a little bit of nutmeg up, a little bit of cream in it. To die for.
That sounds amazing.
I have been looking at the pictures of these new drinks with your spiced rum, and I just want to like rush over there and drink all of them.
Right?
Yeah, we released our spiced rum this week.
Killer, new one.
It's very easy. You just say, "Hey, can we do a podcast at Sugarfield?" Right? And they invite you in, and we just spend 2 hours drinking.
Couldn't we?
It was an amazing show.
Oh. Been there, done that.
Yes. It's amazing. So, yeah, for sure. And then we're really excited to be partnering with our day is going to be a full day on Saturday for the official festival. So normally it's a 3-day weekend, and a lot of times folks are used to having 3 days of music. So there's some great things going on that we wanted to partner with. And so Point Marie is starting their Friday night concert series out on the lawn, live on Point. And so the first one is with the Chiwis this weekend. And then we're really thankful that Sugarfield Distillery is sponsoring CJ Solar to bring in his entire band to play the night before.
That's
so
awesome.
That
is awesome.
And then one of our songwriters, Barry Hebert, who plays in a local band, Blue Rouge, he just finished a new CD. So he's going to open full band with some brand new music for that show too. So, yeah.
Where can people go to find up the complete lineup for that at Point Marie?
They should go to the best place is probably Point Marie's Facebook page. I think they can go to their website as well. But if you just put in Point Marie on Facebook, it comes up, and if you go to their event section, it links to they sell all those tickets for that night on Eventbrite. And so if you go to the events, you can click each week and get your tickets at Eventbrite. Those are $20 for all of theirs, or somebody can buy the entire concert series, and they will sell on that night as long as, again, they hadn't, you know, reached their capacity, and they're looking at selling 150 online because they've got lots of residents out there that attend their events.
It's growing.
You know, it's a fabulous like living community.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate y'all coming in. These are amazing, and we're going to taste that.
We're
going to break out.
You are not leaving
this
building.
That is the dessert pan.
You know what, Thomas? You can leave. Just leave the bottles.
Right. Certainly. I mean, it looks like I've got a few things on the shelf.
Really,
we'll leave ours, too, for
sure. And this is the perfect segue into our pick three, which is coming up in less than 20 minutes. And kicking off that pick three is Coming My Way, CJ Solar. So that's coming your way in less than 15 minutes. Go buy your tickets for the Third Street Songwriters Festival, www.thirdstreetsongwritersfestival.com. 100.7 The Tiger.